A longtime competitor in one of Alaska's most rugged backcountry races has died. Rob Carer was found dead while competing in the Alaska Mountain Wilderness Classic over the weekend in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. KCHU's Tony Gorman has more.
On Sunday morning, Wrangell-St. Elias Park and Preserve officials received a call from the Rescue Coordination Center at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson needing help locating Rob Carer. Peter Christian is the chief ranger for Wrangell-St. Elias. He said the 44-year-old was last seen Saturday afternoon by his partner in his pack raft on the Tana River, a tributary of the Chittenden River.
Shortly thereafter, his partner lost sight of him, and he disappeared down the river. So that's all we had to go on when we responded to this.
Search efforts were based out of McCarthy. Around 4 p.m., Carer's body was found by an Alaska Air National Guard helicopter crew about 2.5 miles downstream from where he was last seen. His body was later transported to Providence Hospital in Anchorage. Carer, a Mat-Su resident, was a 10-year veteran of the race. The race itself is 32 years old and has been held in various places such as the Brooks Range, Kenai Peninsula, and Talkeetna Mountains. Since 2012, has been held in Wrangell-St. Elias. Christian says it is an unsanctioned event and is not permitted in the park.
We don't permit events of a competitive nature. Designated wilderness isn't for that type of thing, and so we can't permit any type of organized race. So the Wilderness Classic, if it happens in the park, can only happen as an unsanctioned event. And, you know, if they tell us that they're just a group of friends traveling together in the mountains, you know, we don't keep tabs or keep track of those people in that event.
Christian says park officials cannot stop the event because they don't know when it's held every year. He says they plan to talk to the event's organizers in order to prevent a similar event from happening again. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.